I'm starting. Okay, it started. So, let me play. This time you be the Soviet Union. And hello, everybody. We're back with my great friend and, for now, the fully functioning Soviet Union. Luke Evans, yay! Isn't he handsome, folks? Ah, look at him. He's just like Stalin. So,
Indeed.
indeed.
How are you gonna put it on hot joy?
Yeah, I'm just gonna hot join. I haven't even. I'm. I. Okay. I'm just gonna put it on multiplayer.
Haven't even loaded up the game?
I haven't even loaded up the game. I quit. It quit for me or
Why?
something. I don't know why. I don't know how. Okay, so. Let me
You're a
see.
doom doom boobble goom.
I'm just gonna call it Leader Feb.
I don't care what you call it, just get it up.
Okay, you fool. Watch now as I, the great and mighty German Reich, try to attack some more countries. Like, I mean, I've already
Like
invaded
what?
the UK and the Baltics. And all those other countries. And I gave Vichy France like 40 divisions.
It's not videoing it, is it? It's just audio.
It's just audio.
Kind of lame.
Who cares, Luke?
How are our supposed audience gonna see what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing a screen recording on my computer.
Oh,
And then I'm
so
gonna go into
finally meshed them
iMovie.
together.
And I'm gonna go into iMovie and put the audio over the video clip. So now, and Luke, South Africa's invading Iraq. Oh no.
Have you even loaded it on it?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Yeah, I see it.
There, now join.
I am.
You dum dum bubblegum.
Get a doom doom boobble goom.
Would you? Okay. And Luke has managed to take all of British Raj except for some annoying little spots, like Bhutan, or that Sri Lanka, or that British Raj spot in the corner.
All right, I'll be right back.
Why? Okay, fine. Luke? Well, while he's gone, let me tell you all my secret plan. The Soviet Union. Now kill them all. Invade, invade. Take Moscow. Amazing. Okay, so once I'm done with that invasion, I will invade South. Take all those beautiful colonies. And oh right, the Americans are in the Civil War. I'm gonna go make myself a popsicle. You buried the Soviet Union.
take Iraq. They're enclaves, so.
Yeah. So.
So they can't get any, they don't have any supply trains.
Okay, so now let's start.
Yes, let's start.
Okay.
What are you waiting for?
So now, we have our glorious, glorious Reich over here. And. And we also have the glorious, glorious Soviet Union, so.
So let's start already.
I am starting. Jesus Christ, calm your butt. Now.
Are you sure you didn't play?
No, I didn't play at all.
Really?
Are your divisions screwed up or something?
What did you say?
Are your divisions screwed up or something?
Kind of seems like they are.
Are there extra theaters or not?
Well, maybe not. I mean, there's, like, some generals that are carrying out orders that I never assigned.
Like what?
Nah, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, huh? Now? I will...
Why part of Iraq capitulate to you?
I don't really know.
There's this battle that's going on Mosul, it's the fight for Mosul. Two South African troops against, I have six tanks,
like, yeah.
Two infantry, and one,
send more divisions down there, get them all down there.
It's gonna take 4,370 days.
Oh, frick. That ain't good.
No. AI have no troops down here.
Yeah, send all your troops in that area.
I just can't, though.
Why?
I just can't. Because there isn't any troops to move there.
Like, you don't have any troops?
The closest troops are in Myanmar.
You don't have any troops on your western border?
I mean, like, there's a few scattered divisions.
Send them all down there.
Remember how it took like 68 days?
Okay, yeah, you're right. But like, what do you think is going to happen in 68 days? Nothing.
I mean, yeah, I guess I can move some.
Yeah, move them all. Okay, so, let's see. So the German Reich is nice and strong. The Axis is pretty big. The Allies are kind of dead.
Whoa.
What's up?
There's highlighted 54 divisions.
Where are they?
Like, scattered everywhere. It doesn't visually look like I highlighted 54.
Maybe they're all, like, combined in one area.
Oh, it's part of the army that's 54, but there aren't 50. There, like, it's a portion.
It's a portion of the 54 army. It's a portion of an army that, as a whole, consists of 54 troops.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So.
That was a bit scary. Just made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Oh, I guess I actually highlighted 54.
Really?
I don't even know how that's possible.
Scattered on your western border, then?
There's like 18, and then 4, and then 1, and then 4, and then 1, and then 1, and then 3, and then 7, and then 1, and then 2, and then 4, and then 1, and then 4, and then 3.
Okay, yeah, that sounds real interesting, Luke.
I don't know how that's even possible.
Neither do I. However, what I do know is that now...
What'd you say?
It's time for you to get your troops in the Middle East. Because it's kind of... That's a lot of border gore. Okay, so...
There's like 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 troops moving into Africa. You just need to unpause it so the Etats Français can,
What the hell?
Because I need military access into them.
What the frick?
What is it?
I was looking outside of my back garden. My baseball bat, like, flew from the grass to the cement. This is somebody was throwing it. Huh.
Is it Devin?
Devin's not here. I'm home alone. I think maybe it was the wind. So, anyways. Get those scattered divisions to the Middle East now.
It's 61 degrees, Anand. Where you are.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit windy, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Get those scattered divisions.
Like I don't even know. Okay.
They're, like, useless there.
I don't even know, like, I highlighted them, but it's just so weird looking. How is this even possible?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. And how can you sell so many troops on the border?
Because.
I see many, 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 many stacks of troops.
How?
Sometimes, like, you can just see the question marks.
Yeah.
There's, like, more than one troop on every single tile of our border.
That? Okay, that's ridiculous.
But, no, you have those troops there.
Luke?
What?
How many divisions do you have on that Western Front? Because I also see stacks and stacks of troops.
I see you have 17 troops on the Romanian border alone.
17? No, I have way less than that. I have like 5. That's the garrison.
Why though?
I'm garrisoning that area.
Why?
Just in case. I like garrisoning all my areas as part of my empire.
Why?
I need to garrison the UK in case of a naval invasion. I need to garrison my northern front in case the Allies decide to invade from, like, Northern Ireland or something.
It's extremely unlikely this far into the war.
Well, it could always happen.
I mean, that's true, but, I mean, really?
How?
Okay. I mean, why do you have so many troops on my border?
I don't.
Really? Because
You have... It says here that you have, like, 100 divisions on my border.
Okay. I don't think that's true. I guess it's just because...
How many do you actually have on my border?
I don't know. I mean, I've highlighted someone that says there's 32. But as I look at it, there's no way there's 32.
Oh yeah, how many divisions do you have total in your entire empire? Let's just go with that.
Maybe there is 32. Weird. There's just 32 men. They're scattered from Moscow to Berlin.
Romania.
And in Belgium. It's like, what are they even doing there?
Why do you have troops in Belgium? Get them out!
I don't know what they're doing here. I mean, yes, these guys are all coming down to help assist the invasion of Africa. The AI sometimes, so annoying.
Yeah, just send a lot of troops there.
Okay, well, it's going to take them many, many... The closest troop is going to arrive there in 30 days. And so you can imagine the troops in Belgium are going to arrive in days.
Okay, well...
So it may just be quicker to have them come to, like, some part
of Yugoslavia. Okay, you see that one troop, okay, over in Belgium?
Yes. He's going to that Italian port on, like, near Trieste. In Istria?
Yeah.
8, 9, 10, 11, who aren't there right now, but we'll be there in a few days.
Okay, so I'm going to unpause and send all those divisions to Sicily, and then use those four naval ports to send them to the African ports. You can even use Vichy. So I'd say send half your divisions over to Vichy France to help out the destroy Free France in that area. Send the other half to Libya to help finally take down the British Empire, I'd say.
Well, I do have
that doesn't matter. Just send them down and be done.
I really have one division. You see that big, the big tendril?
Yeah.
Panhandle of the Iraqi People's Republic?
Yeah.
I really have one division there who has come from somewhere in Jordan all the way to Cairo.
Yeah.
And then he hit Alexandria.
Yeah.
He's my only unit in Africa, and I'm just sending him south.
Send more then.
To come down all the way to Port Sudan and take all that territory. And that's it I really need. I mean, I'm sending the majority of these Sicilian troops to more northwest Africa so they can just help plow down because there's so much more. I mean, there's Free France who controls all that, the United Kingdom, and then the Belgian Congo, and then South Africa.
Basically, I think that the point that we're trying to make here is that you need to send basically all your divisions in Europe there. Essentially. Well,
yes, and I am.
Okay, good.
There are, oh my god. So, because there's a direct land route between Sicily and the area I wanted to go to in northern Africa, because there is, right? Sicily in the game has the land connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
With mainland Italy.
Yeah.
And then from there, I can just come in through Yugoslavia, Germany, of course, the Soviet Union, Iran, and then into the Iraqi People's Republic, and then through the territory that I already that I control in Africa, through Italy's Libya, and to Africa, even though they're going to take the land route and not the sea route.
Okay, what you need to do is click on the... You need to get them to the province that has the naval base, right?
I know, but...
Have you done that?
If I want them to go to the naval base, they'll still take the land route.
Click on the naval base itself.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Might also be...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It might also be that you need to get your planes in the air. Are they doing it? The work?
Do I need to right-click on the naval base, do you think?
Yeah, right-click on the naval base.
We need three convoys, but currently have zero to transport these divisions. Are you serious?
Okay, yeah, you're right. You don't have, any naval superiority. Nor do you have any navy in general. Okay.
I just need convoys, actually. They're canceling all other ship production because they're not really useful for me right now. Am I lagging?
No, you're not.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Yes, I need to do I need a lot of transports.
Yeah. My planes are doing wonders here.
Some troops coming down through Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna try and take Singapore. I'm guessing there's a strong British or British Malay stronghold there because they're not crumbling.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true. Now.
Japan, though, isn't doing really anything.
Really?
They've taken a bit of British Raj, and I guess they also helped liberate the Siamese Empire, but...
Apart from that?
Nothing really. They've taken a bit of territory in the Dutch East Indies, and then a few more islands. I I think their whole Chinese war was finished before this war. Like, they were in the Axis. Axis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then, I guess. Jesus. I see you're moving troops through Yugoslavia.
Yep, they're the 32-something divisions coming down.
To Sicily?
Yep.
How many convoys do you have?
Oh, and I'm not using really any for trade, I don't think.
Do you have any convoys whatsoever?
That I have zero. But when I look into trade, it doesn't look like I'm using any to trade.
You have zero convoys?
Yes.
How many naval dockyards do you have, and what are they building?
I have... I don't know how to check how many naval dockyards I have. Naval dockyards in use, 17 out of 17.
Are they all producing convoys?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them are.
Okay.
And I'm switching them all over now. What remained are now producing convoys. And the question again, am I lagging?
No, you're not.
I think I
am. How many convoys will it require to send currently all your troops that you have in me, all those troops in Sicily, to Tunisia or whatever?
It takes like 4 to transport the 13 troops that are in the tip of Sicily right now.
Okay, so would 30 convoys be enough?
I guess it would be probably more than enough.
Okay, I'll give you like 30 here. Except,
how do you give convoys?
It's a naval lend lease.
Oh, yes, thank you. That'd be good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm currently all 17 of my naval factories or dockyards are doing, thank you for those, are doing whatever, their convoys.
Okay. Soviet Union has accepted the offer.
We have 11 convoys. Use total, 11. Use / need for naval invasion plans, 0 out of 0. For transporting, for transferring troops, 3 out of 3. For trade and supply, 9 out of 10.
Okay, yeah. Maybe you are doing a little bit of trade, but that's fine. Use my convoys to transport all those troops from Sicily, because I hate it. I absolutely hate it when I see, like, one division in Belgium, one division in Yugoslavia, and I'm just like, they could be doing so much more to help out with the effort.
Well, you know, all your garrison troops could be doing the exact same thing.
My garrison troops are doing tons. I have, like, 20 divisions in Africa.
Really?
Yeah, those 40 divisions that I gave to VG France, where do you think they went?
I mean, there's no visual change since when we started the game.
There's tons. When we started the game, like, this morning, yes.
I mean, yes, that's true, but...
Plus, America's gotten in the game now, so, like, they finally got their troops, their act together.
It's also somewhat true, but I mean, like, what have the top fronts done with those troops?
I mean, at this point, I'm really just looking to get those troops out of there.
I am trying to fix some of the border war that is in Africa, the Horn of Africa right now. As you can see, the Iraqi People's Republic, in the worst border war situation ever, has secured most of the coast of the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
African Red Sea coast.
Okay, yeah.
That one tank that took all that coast is pushing down to Eritrea and is going to finally help Italy clean up the horridness of Africa.
Italy's been doing a lot.
I mean, kind of.
Point is, Middle East and Africa need to get sorted out. And look, I know you think I haven't been doing much, but I've sent 40 divisions, and that's more than you sent at all.
Because I can't.
And not to
send
offend you.
Anything.
Not to offend you, like, at all. I'm just trying to point it out.
I mean, I can't even send anything to them.
Because you don't have the convoys.
No, it's because we're not in the same faction, so I literally can't send them anything.
I know.
Finally, all the troops in Sicily are coming over.
Oh, Middle East and Western Balkans, I have very little air superiority.
Oh.
It's fine.
I need 52 convoys for this.
Oof.
I need a whole lot more.
Yes.
I currently still have zero.
Okay, that shouldn't be right. Well, why?
I need a... Oh, good, I have one convoy. I need 51 more. Give me 51 more convoys.
I've given you 40. What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, it's on a monthly basis, and they're
no, it's not. I said I put it on the setting as one at once.
You did?
40 convoys at once immediately. It's by the setting that I kind of put it on.
Oh. Well, I only have 14.
Oh dear. Can you get open borders with Turkey?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I can for some reason.
Could you give me more convoys?
I'm giving you 40. How many more do you need?
Well, I only have two.
Okay, that's because they're in transfer. They'll arrive in a sec.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. They'll arrive soon.
Well, now I have one.
Okay.
You can't get anything done on 3 speed.
3 speed? What do you want me to put on 5?
I would really like it on 5, but I'm just too afraid that something bad will happen.
It will. Okay, now. I really need Romania to leave your stupid faction.
Why do you want to declare war on Romania so badly?
Because they're useless. They're just there. Don't you want to have that territory?
I mean, you yourself said you're going to take almost all of it.
No, I said I'd take the West.
You said I could have... Bessarabia, and then that you said you'd take all the rest.
Bessarabia, okay, and Transylvania. Okay, Bessarabia and Moldova would be huge. It's half the country, Luke.
But that's still less than what you'd take.
That's because that's genuinely in my territory, or like jurisdiction-ish area. Plus, Bulgaria might take something. Who knows? It'd be split up into thirds.
So you'd give Romania, or Bulgaria, Oltenia.
Muntenia, yeah.
Mutinia, give me Bessarabia, Moldova, Bukovina.
And I'd have North Transylvania, and Krizina, which would be a small amount, actually. Roughly the same to you and Bulgaria's gains. But they can't leave the faction, can they?
Nope. Guess not.
What?
Turkey declared war on Bulgaria.
Oh, shoot.
Well.
Why is it?
Best luck to you, Bulgaria.
They want to help us in your efforts? decline? Can't be at war with Turkey right now. Sorry. Sorry, Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Oh, frick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, frick. I told you, deal with bloody Turkey.
I am now dealing with bloody Turkey.
Now, get those 50 billion divisions you have in Italy and get them there, because now you have a land front.
I just spawned 62 tanks on their border.
Go, send them, now.
I directly spawned 62... Now...
Wow, that's a lot. Divisions. I just spawned 100 divisions. Luke, I'm sending 20 divisions over to deal with them. You can put off Africa for now. Take Turkey, and then you'll have... And then you'll be able to reconnect with... Iraqi, whatever, okay? And then you'll be able to actually directly fight in the Middle East without having to use my convoys. I thought.
They have like zero.
Maybe most of them are south. Now, spawns of divisions. Now that you finally have a land front, wait, do you have open borders with Yugoslavia and Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Okay, send your Soviet troops to deal with them there, then.
No, I'm just dealing with the border that I have with them right now.
Well, you can take Istanbul, etc.
I am taking Istanbul from the east.
Do you not want a two-pronged attack?
I need a two-pronged attack.
Exactly. So use those troops. Otherwise, they're just going to be sitting in Sicily doing crap all.
No, I'm using the 70, 80-something troops that I have in the west to attack them.
Is that so?
The troops sitting in Sicily can't go anywhere because they have no convoys. Same with the troops in Istria. I mean, I've already started the invasion of Turkey.
Okay, well, that's good then. Yeah, that's good. What am I talking about?
I mean, I don't need really anyone's help in taking out Turkey.
I guess that's true. Well, I'm sending 78 divisions to help you out.
I don't need 78 divisions.
You have all those divisions there. Okay, I'm running out of resources, maybe. Nice invasions. Why do you still have a bunch of horses in my territory?
I think they're all moving.
Okay.
Well, invasion of Turkey has gone very well. Whoa!
Oh, frick. Uh-oh. Luke?
Why did Finland declare war on me?
Luke, are we at war?
Are we?
Let's hope not.
Yeah, crap.
We're at war?
Yeah. Shit.
Are we?
Yeah, I think so.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
And I have like zero divisions on my border.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, my God. Why are we at war?
Holy crap, Luke, no!
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Wait, did you declare war on me or something?
No. I think Finland called me to arms without me knowing. Like, you know how sometimes nations can, like, call you to arms automatically?
No.
Like,
well, are you attacking me?
No.
I see 9 German divisions attacking 1 Soviet Union division.
What?
When you're marching into my territory in multiple spaces, please stop. I see you've already taken some of my territory.
Who?
Oh, I know. Never mind.
What? Little old me?
I don't... No, you haven't taken into my territory, but you are attacking me in this one spot.
Okay, I think... No, they're defending.
No, they're not. They're attacking.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no, this guy was actually... are they? It says attacker 9 divisions, German Reich, defender 1 division, Soviet Union.
Okay, I don't know why that's happening. Let me call them off. Hold on.
Do you see in the right near, do you know where they are?
Yeah, I got them. Okay.
Is it because Italy was justifying against me?
Aw, frickin' frack. Now that we're at war.
Let's just not do anything.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm going to try to spawn at least a couple units on my board with Finland so I can defend.
Yeah, spawn.
And I don't know what's going to happen to all my units that are in Sicily.
They're probably all going to, like, die or something. I don't really know.
Well, that sucks.
This sucks. This really, really does suck. However, it really does suck for you, actually.
Yeah.
Now you have, like, 5 different fronts.
I'm at war with, like, the entire world now.
Let me check.
Don't call Japan to arms.
Actually, you are at war with the world. Oh, hell.
I know, it's really bad. Don't call Japan to arms, because if you do it, I'm just going to be forced to crush them.
That's true.
They have, like, no units on their border, so...
Manchukuo?
I'm just going to storm across, and they're going to die, and I don't think you want that.
I don't want that, no.
But I mean... what about all my units in Siam, too? Like, damn, this is really bad.
You do know that reorganized national China could take Soviet, like, Raj.
Yeah, I know, right?
You have to take that, Luke. You have to defend that. Because I see reorganized national China because they're in my faction. They have so much on that border.
That's not good.
Okay, first I need you to tell me exactly how many divisions you have on your western border.
With you?
Yeah, so I can stop Finland.
0. I have 1, 2.
Okay. I want you to spawn troops in British Raj.
I can't.
I know that. Okay, I want you to spawn troops as close as you can to British Raj.
Well, if you don't call Japan to arms, then they won't... Uh-oh, wait. If you didn't orchestrate the war, then if it was Italy can call Japan to arms, and that'd be bad.
Exactly. Spawn troops there. I think British Raj
I don't have
is...
any troops to spawn. I just spawned, like, 80 on the border with Turkey.
Okay, well, keep them there. Don't worry. I don't think I'm going to be doing much.
I mean, what do you mean, doing much? You shouldn't be doing anything at all.
Unless, of course, I decide to take 1 little territory.
Yeah, no.
Unless I decide to take 2 little territories.
No.
Unless I decide to crush your entire army.
That'd be bad.
For you, yes. It would be very terrible.
Alright, well, are you still attacking me in that one position?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I've decided to.
Why?
I decided that maybe this was a good thing after all.
So you actually declared war on me?
No. I didn't. But I'm an opportunist, so I'm gonna do it.
Why?
I have 200 divisions on the border.
You have 200 divisions on the border?
Ready to storm Moscow.
Why?
Luke, do you not see? I've been planning this for so long.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because this game is the most successful I've ever had. And I thought, wouldn't it be more successful if I took the Soviet Union? Look, maybe I'll call him off. Okay? I'll call them all off. 200 divisions called off.
You say no. These are their garrisons.
Oh, yeah, they were garrison. Oh, no, they were garrisoning that area. 100%, yes.
And you said you didn't declare war on me.
Oh, no, I did not declare war on you. Finland did. And then they kind of brought the entire faction along. So I just decided, look, if I'm at war with the Soviet Union, then I might as well get my divisions and send them over.
So what would be your reaction if I did that?
What would be my reaction if I did that? Why, I try to get...
I did that to you.
Oh, if you were Germany?
No, if I was the Soviet Union, and I declared war on you.
That's what I thought. That's why I had those garrison troops in the first place. For a long time, I could see question marks all over that border. And until
I said there wasn't anything there.
And until just recently...
You admitted to troops being on your side of the border, and you said they were garrisoning.
They were.
200 troops garrisoning.
Yes.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yes, it does. No, there were 60 divisions garrisoning, okay? The other, like, what, 120 were over on the Italian border and defending France.
From what?
In case of an invasion. I see a lot of British ships all around here.
British ships don't always equate to British troops.
They could be attacking. Look, Luke.
But you would know if they'd be attacking, which means you could bring troops there.
Maybe so. Look, why don't we just have a little bit of fun?
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, let's just have a little bit of fun. Let's just see who will win this war. Come
Fine,
on.
Fine, pause again.
Huh?
Fine, pause again.
Okay. Sure. I mean, come on, Luke. Tell me. At least tell me that you've always wanted to see you and I fight.
No.
But, like, you and I are, like, the strategic masterminds of our little, like, group. Like, we're the ones who have always been practicing and practicing and practicing. Don't you want to see what it'd be like if our two heads just went together?
I've never, ever wanted that.
It's because it's going to test out our skill. It'll test out our skill on the battlefield. It'll be a valuable learning experience.
But it's not like it's any way equal.
Equal? Why, let's see how many troops you have. 247 to 349 divisions, and how many do I have in total? 334. And most of them, like, I'd say around...
Yeah, I have 318, so you have more than I do. And
I'd say around...
Move all your troops to Africa, so you've manipulated me into moving them all the way from the border so that you can storm Moscow and have it be completely unfair. And by the way, there are 31 troops on Moscow alone, so if you want to fight, you can fight.
Ooh. Okay. Is that a challenge?
No, it's not a challenge.
I know. Look, Luke, I know I'm being an idiot, right?
Being a major douchebag.
I know I'm being a major douchebag. But can you give me this one moment, please? I saved it right before... I saved it, like, months ago, just in case this all happened. We can, like, see who wins this and then restart it. And, like, since we know that Finland is gonna war with you, just... And since we know that Turkey's gonna war, we'll just put all those divisions on Finland. And
but that's what I don't understand. I said, why would you save it months ago and not, like, save it, like, a minute ago when you declared war on me?
Because if I were to... Because let's say you were to win this war and I lose completely. And let's say I were to win this war and you lose completely, right? And let's say, okay, that was fun. We got to see what it was like you, like me versus you. Now let's go back to our game and just continue as if nothing happened at all. We wouldn't want to go back to a save where we were at war again, would we?
No, you should have saved it like 5 minutes before you declared war on me.
I didn't know that Finland was going to declare war on you. I actually did not know that. I hadn't seen them justifying against you. I think it may have been their national focus. Like, I've played as Finland before. One of their national focuses, restore Finland, like, revenge on Russia or something. May have been that.
Called it the German-Soviet War.
It's because the wars combined.
But there's also one called the Finnish-Soviet War.
Wait, what? Okay. Hold on. If that's the case... Okay, wait, no, I think I know what it was. It was the national focus that bypassed. War with the USSR. That's what it is. So we can go back to an old save when none of this ever happened, okay? And then we can just restart it as if we were still allies. And we'll remain allies. This will just be a fun little thing to test our strength, okay? Deal?
Mm-hmm.
Deal?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Now, you can go ahead. Call me a douchebag. Swear. I don't really care. Go. Come on, do it.
I want to do it.
Okay, cool. Oh. Oh, no. Extended political influence is why. Luke, you don't think I've prepared for that? Oh.
Got it. That was some kind of coup.
You're throwing a coup? A communist coup? Oh no, Luke. Why?
Gotta have to do something to even it out by a percentage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's literally not 200 versus 2 divisions.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I literally have 2 divisions that weren't really even stationed on the border, near the border.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. But I already have political advisors that basically lower the chance of coups happening by 10%.
A coup's still a coup, though.
A coup's a coup. You're right. Good thing I have 70 divisions garrisoning the rest of my country.
Yeah, but depends where I throw the coup, because do those divisions join the coup?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But you're sneaky. That's funny. You're very sneaky, Luke. But, eh. Guess I'll stage a coup, too.
What type of coup?
Fascist. And I know you don't have any fascism, which is why I'm going to boost your popularity as well. But Luke?
What?
You know what this kind of reminds me of?
What?
This reminds me of the time when I'd been building up troops on our border in Civ 5, and then I declared war on you, you took the computer, you locked yourself in the... in your room, and then you made peace?
I actually didn't lock myself in the room. I actually just went to an armchair and probably held you back.
Oh, right. That's probably true. But, you know. I hate to say this, Luke, but All's fair in love and war.
Yeah. Fair when you say, Luke, move your troops to Africa. Luke, when you have 30-something divisions scattered throughout Russia, when they could be fighting in Africa. I have less than 20 garrisoning the border. Yeah, less than 20. Then, oh, now my troops are gone. 200 versus 0 seems fair.
You know what? Luke.
What is it?
Get your troops back.
I can't get my troops back.
And fight me.
I'm trying. But I have 0.
Because I'm going to unpause now. And when I do, be prepared. What are you laughing at?
I wasn't laughing. I was coughing.
Oh. And then our beautiful world will continue as if nothing ever happened. Oh, you're rear-ending me.
Is this how Italy doesn't join the war?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You can... I don't even know. Can you call it to arms? Did you orchestrate the war?
I can call it to arms if I want. But you... Oh, you sneaky devil!
What?
Oh, wow. I'm just now getting the event. Molotov-Ribbentrop-backed.
You're the one who broke it.
Yeah, I know. It was my national stupid focus bypassing because I was called to arms. You've been boosting Italy for a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Dirty devil. Now... Hey, Mom. Here's what I really don't understand, Luke. Huh? Whether you're manipulating me by getting Italy to declare war so that you can get those 20 divisions to, like, move in? Or whether you're genuinely being serious?
I don't want Italy to declare war on me.
I can't tell.
I have. Oh, shit. I can't even do it because they're a neutral country. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said it, bud.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Devin's coming back in half an hour.
Okay.
What?
Well... Yeah.
You wanna watch Stranger Things for half an hour?
That won't be enough time to finish an episode.
Why is this popsicle
thing? I just took it out.
Neo. You wanna hear me anytime? Come on.
Well, suppose this is it.
You know, I literally can move zero troops to help my situation. No, I'm serious. I know a lot of people say literally when it doesn't make sense to say literally, but I can literally not move my troops. I have zero convoys, which means that I can't move troops that are in Sicily or in Istria to do anything. And I can't attack Yugoslavia or you because I'm in a neutral country. I can't move any of my troops from the Siamese Empire.
Yeah, you're right. To be honest, my main problem... You're right. To be honest, my main problem right now is Romania.
My main problem?
No, my main problem is Romania.
You think Romania's 34 divisions are going to be able to capitulate the German Reich?
Probably not. Could do some damage, though. Well, yippee. You're putting up fierce resistance, though, I can tell you that.
No, I'm not, because the game's at 3 speed, so it seems as though I'm putting up fierce resistance when I have 4 divisions hiding somewhere.
Yeah, you got 4 divisions there. I mean with the Republic of Ukraine.
Iron War was liberating Belarus.
I mean with Belarus and Ukraine.
That resistance, though.
It was resistance. It slowed me down. Tell you the truth. Okay. Time to expand the front again. You know, this reminds me of our old GDP wars that we used to have. Remember? Where, like, I would just randomly declare war on you, and then you would get all mad, and then we'd, like, text each other for hours and hours and hours. Am I not at war with you? Wait, like, what?
It's not feeling good. It's very cold and windy outside.
I know. It's only 3, Mom.
It's 4, sweetie.
Really? Oh, it's 4. Luke, you were lagging for a bit. Just a tiny, tiny bit, though. It's fine. It's fine now.
Okay.
Besiege fortified cities. Just so we okay. Northern Front. Okay, well then. Okay. Okay, now. Now time to get Gerd von Runestedt finally out into the field, like Jesus Christ. Gerd, get in there. Luke, are you there?
Hi, DuPont. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What? Huh. Okay, this is not good. Huh, the Allies are trying to break through Normandy. That ain't gonna work. Intel.
What's the matter?
Okay.